You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to episode 36, Forgive and Get. That's right. It's not forgive and forget. There's no forgetting here. There is forgive and get. And in order to do that, we must remember some things. So before we get into this, I want to explain to you why I chose today, why I'm choosing to circle back and talk about this thing called forgiveness, which is so absolutely so huge. So, you know, basically for the last 35 episodes, we've been talking about deep stuff. I mean, we went right in, I think it was episode 2, I told you my story, like I bore my soul to all y'all. And I said, hey, this is where I am, and this is what I've been through, and all of that. Slowly, you know, sip by sip, we're going deeper and deeper. But I will tell you, on episode 33, when I talked about cheating on your date, and I asked you, are you cheating on your life? I also brought up, are you cheating? Are you the one that's cheating? Because as I said in that program, and I'll mention it again, when I found out that I was being cheated on, it was like a dagger to my soul. It was a dagger to my soul. And I remember in that moment, though, thinking, wow, I would rather be me than him. And why did I think that? It was weird that that was the thought that came up, because I remember thinking, wow, I know that someday I'll forgive this person, but I don't know if I could forgive myself if I was the cheater. Honestly, I don't know how people forgive themselves when they have cheated. Whether you're cheating on your life, or you're cheating on your wife, you're cheating on your husband, cheating on your partner, cheating on your best friend, cheating on whatever. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you're cheating on yourself. But anyway, I brought it up and I decided I wanted to circle back, because at the end of that episode, I remember feeling like there are people out there that are listening right now, you, my dear, that may have cheated in a marriage, in a relationship, whatever, in your life, and you are beating yourself up for it. You are beating yourself up. So today is the day to let yourself go free. Seriously, let yourself be free, let yourself out of the cage, and to really receive healing at a deep, deep level. Also yesterday, episode 35, talked about, you know, the craptacular stories. We talked about what do you do when you're carrying around all this crap, you're dealing with everybody else's crap, you're making apology for it, and you're not speaking up. Again, cheating on ourselves because we're carrying all this stuff. And one of the biggest bits of crap that we carry around is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. And let me tell you, I carried it around for over a year. I'm not kidding, over a year. And in that year, it was like I made up my mind consciously. I am not going to forgive. I will not forgive. So help me God, I'm not forgiving. Like, I didn't even desire to forgive, even though in my heart and soul, I knew that we forgive for ourselves, not necessarily for the other person. But I was like, this is way too, you know, this has been such an injustice. This is way too awful. I will not forgive. So it took me over a year to even want to forgive. Seriously. Like, I don't even know how long I didn't even pray about it. Like, I didn't even pray about it, except I knew that I, in quotes, should forgive. I was like, screw it, I'm not forgiving. And then my prayer began to be, Lord, help me even want to forgive. I remember thinking that, like, and praying, like, Lord, help me to even want to forgive, because I don't even want to forgive. Like, screw them, I don't want to forgive. And then it slowly went to, all right, you know what, I do desire to forgive. But what got me to the place where I was finally able to start making those steps is I began to realize that I too was not without fault. And in a marriage, in any relationship, it's a two-way deal. Now, whether someone cheats or doesn't cheat, it's a two-way deal, okay? And both people can really benefit from the lessons learned in this kind of, you know, breakdown or a buildup of a relationship. It's two people working together or working against one another or working against the relationship. But that's a whole nother relationship story we'll talk about another time. But today, the idea of forgiveness, let me tell you, I had gotten to a place where That entire year went by. I gained weight. I literally went up 3 pant sizes. I gained 15 pounds in less than a month. And I mean, I was a mess. I was carrying around so much heaviness. It was brutal. And for the first time in my life, I had an issue with my weight. I had been skinny my whole life and, you know, very active, teaching fitness, being active in sports, whatever. And all of a sudden, no matter what I was doing, I could not get rid of that weight. And like I said, 15 pounds in a month, and it went up from there. And I remember like waking up in the middle of the night and I would just be craving chocolate ice cream. And I would go down the middle of the night and I'd have chocolate ice cream or I'd have a couple bagels with peanut butter and jelly. I mean, I was like an eating machine. I will tell you, I could not kick this thing. And then one day I realized, oh my gosh, this isn't about weight loss. You know what I mean? This is about releasing all this heaviness that I must release. So I carried that extra weight for an entire year. Not surprisingly, it was the same year that I carried this unforgiveness. So as I'm carrying this unforgiveness and as I'm carrying the heaviness of this, I notice that I'm aging. I'm like not feeling well most of the year. Symptomatically, I got colds more often. I mean, I was a mess. So what got me to the place where I could really start making those steps towards forgiveness was realizing again that I wasn't without fault, that it wasn't even about blame anymore. And I started seeing that and my own mistakes. And I started looking inside instead of pointing my fingers. I started saying, you know, where have I made mistakes? Whether it was in the relationship or any time in my life. I would ask you, my dear, where have you been at fault in your life or made mistakes? Where did you sometimes try to do something and had great intentions and things didn't work out? Like, has that ever happened? So I started thinking about it and I thought, you know, how can I hold unforgiveness towards someone expecting that they shouldn't make mistakes and they made a mistake? Yes, it cost our marriage and yes, you know, it hurt my heart, or hurt my daughter, like hurt so many people. But the reality is, do I think he did this to really hurt me? No, I don't. So anyway, I got to a place with a lot of inner work. Let me tell you, this wasn't a decision overnight. I did a lot of inner work, soul searching, heart work at such a deep level. I paid counselors, I paid coaches, like I literally did the work. And I got to a place in my heart where I had made the decision, no doubt, I was going to release them and I was going to forgive. And I did. And it was beautiful. However, I still had something going on in my heart and I couldn't figure it out. And then one day, it was like the floodgates opened and I realized that even though I had forgiven others, so that's the first step. Yep, I had forgiven others. I had missed a critical element. Remember when I was saying that I realized that, you know, I wasn't without fault and I had made mistakes too, and that got me to the place where I was able to forgive? The one thing I forgot to do is I had forgotten to forgive myself for the marriage, forgive myself for the mistakes that I had made in the relationship, forgive myself, period. And I'll never forget it. I sat around, or I was face down on the floor, crying my eyes out, surrounded by some incredible sacred women. And as I cried my eyes out and I released myself from that, let me tell you, it's like everything changed. And within a few weeks, I had lost the weight. In a few weeks, all of a sudden, I didn't look 20 years older than I was. And honestly, like, it was so life-changing. But that's what had to happen. I had to. And you, my dear, if you're holding unforgiveness in your heart, chances are you're holding, even if you don't know it, it may be unconscious, you're holding unforgiveness towards yourself. Because you know what? How can we look at ourselves if we're so busy looking at everybody else and how their actions have harmed us? You know what? And it's not saying that stuff didn't happen. Hey, it's happened. But you know what? Just as we make mistakes, other people make mistakes, release yourself. Forgiveness is not necessarily for them, it's for you. But you know what? I miss that critical component. It's not only for you, but it's available to you for yourself. You know, I've worked with thousands of patients over the years, and I've seen people in very chronic health situations, including cancer. And let me tell you, there's a common denominator that I have seen, and it is unforgiveness. I remember one woman, kept coming in, getting adjusted. She was a mess. She always had chronic pain. She had fibromyalgia. She had all this stuff. She came in with all these diagnoses, labels from all these medical doctors. And I finally looked at her one day and I said, "Have you been married before?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "So you're divorced?" She said, "Yep." I said, "Have you ever forgiven your ex-husband?" She said, "Nope, never have and never will." I sat her down and I looked her right in the eye and I said, "Look, I'm going to tell you right now as your chiropractor, I can adjust you for the rest of your life, but it's not going to get rid of the subluxation, the misalignment that is in your heart that only forgiveness can give you. And I'm telling you right now that you are getting in the way of your own healing if you hold on to this stuff. But the reality is, it's like, my dear, if you are holding unforgiveness towards anyone, especially yourself, today is the day to set yourself free. Because you know what? Quite honestly, we are going to be able to give others what we carry ourselves. So you've heard me say many times, you can't love others if you don't love yourself. Well, you can't fully forgive others either if you don't forgive yourself. Because even if you forgive others, you're going to still hold the residue of that unforgiveness, and you're going to still hold all of the signs and the symptoms and all of the consequences of that if you don't release yourself from it as well. I know. I hope I'm making sense to you. And I know this is a sensitive topic because you've been wronged. Yes, I'm certain you have if you're holding unforgiveness. But again, start by looking at your own heart and giving yourself permission to receive the forgiveness from yourself to yourself. To yourself from yourself. Am I making myself clear? And then, as you forgive others, you will be forgiven. I'm not even kidding you. So your sacred soul step for today, please grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And I want you to write down whatever that issue is, whatever that injustice, whatever that thing is that you are not forgiving someone for. Write out the person's name or the people. There may be more than one. Write it out. And, you know, it's interesting. Can you hear that? There's a siren. I'm not going to edit that out. I think it's interesting. Like, seriously, this is like a 911 situation. If you do this, you could save yourself so much suffering, unnecessary suffering and pain, sickness and dis-ease, I promise you. So write the person's name down, or write the people that have harmed you, that have wronged you, that you're holding this unforgiveness towards. Write their name and then write out the situation. And then you know what? Circle it and write this. I forgive myself. And then write out what you forgive yourself for in that moment. And then I forgive them. Now, this may be a process. This may not happen overnight. But the forgiving of yourself, let me tell you, it starts right now. It starts right here and right now. Write down the names or the name of the person. Write out the injustice, how they harmed you. Write down, I forgive myself. And then write down what you forgive yourself for. And let them and let you go, my dear. I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know. Reach out. I would love to know. Because you're not in this journey by yourself. Yes, you have to do it for yourself, but you do not have to do it all by yourself. You are not alone, my dear. This is a topic that is so near and dear to my heart. So near and dear to my heart. And I have a feeling we're going to be talking about this in coming episodes as well. Because like I said, the process starts now. But when you make that decision to let go, you will get more than you ever imagined. You will get more than you bargained for. This is the kind of ROI that is life changing. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. I always say seeing you because I see you in my mind's eye. And thanks again for listening and sharing this with your friends. Thank you so much for going to iTunes and or Stitcher and leaving a rating review and invite people along on this journey as we do this thing together, this incredible adventure called Sipping on Life. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life. and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.